that has been significantly increased in the last few months. And what this is we have imposters that are calling up customers, they're calling up the businesses, restaurants, and they are demanding payment for an alleged overdue bill, a past due bill. And they are threatening to shut off water and power services to those customers if they don't pay within 1 hour. DWP would never call and ask for payment over the phone like that. Any customer that is past due on their bill, they will have received many written letters from DWP advising them as such. But again, we would never ask for payment over the phone. These individuals, what they are telling the customer to do is to go to a local convenience store, such as 7-Eleven, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and to purchase a Green Dot Money Pack card. DWP does not accept that type of payment. They then tell the customer to call them back at a number that they provide and to provide the scammer with the PIN number of the card. At that point, the scammer now has the customer's money that they have deposited onto that card and obviously have committed a crime. Typically, the customers will call up our customer service afterwards. They'll ask about their bill and why they were told to do that, and we inform them that there is a scam. We've been working now very closely with the Los Angeles Police Department on this particular scam, putting together a matrix of the calls that we are receiving, and they are doing the same in an effort to track down the individuals that are perpetrating these crimes. And again, I want to say it is not one set of individuals. We have learned that it is a number of groups of individuals that are doing it. They're very sophisticated, they're very convincing, and they literally will not take no for an answer. They use a ruse of putting a supervisor on the phone. When you do call back the number, they will answer it DWP Collections. So it does have an appearance of possibly being a real collector from DWP. But again, as I said before, it's not. We would never call up and request payment of that type. So at that point, I'd like to ask any questions. Currently, since we have been tracking them, we have hundreds of victims, and we're continuing to get calls literally on a daily basis. And these are just the people that we know of that call in and actually report it. We're also referring them over to the Los Angeles Police Department to make a crime report, and LAPD is setting up a process to ensure that all of those are tracked also. No, actually they're not. And it ranges from very high-end restaurants, very high-end office buildings, down to literally just a residential customer. So there is no, we looked at that, was there any particular group that's being targeted? And that's absolutely not the case. Our matrix reveals that it is happening all over the city. In fact, it's happening outside of the city also to other utility customers. The name it's called a Green Dot Card or Green Dot Money Pack. And typically those can be purchased at a 7-Eleven, a Rite Aid, Target, various stores like that. We at DWP have done outreach to to those particular corporations, the major chains. We've asked that they have their employees warn people that are coming in to purchase a card of $100 or more, to warn them about the scam that's going on. That has been successful. We've had customers that have called in and said that clerks have warned. We've also done outreach with the school district to get the flyers out to the students so they can get them to their parents. And we're looking for your assistance in getting the word out also. Yeah, it's Patrick. Last name is Findley. F like Frank, Indley, and I'm the Director of Security at LADWP. Anything else? Thank you very much.